What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer on this Monday, January 15th, 2024. This edition of the Purple Project Podcast checks in with basketball. Of course, I'm going to originally had a plan for 30 minutes, but we're going to probably stick around for 10 to 15 usually here. So we talked about a lot about the games over the weekend there between the men and the women's game. Of course, K-State women upsetting Texas over the weekend by 3, while the men lost, gave away one on the road to the Red Raiders of Texas Tech, 60-59, which K-State, again, if you listen to the K-State Sports Saturday edition, if you're new to the podcast, welcome aboard to the show. Thank you for finding us and checking us out wherever you get your K-State podcast. So we talked about a lot about that, and I talked about a lot about it through 3 recordings on Saturday. So I'm going to keep this short because K-State women, huge news coming out of the gate for them today. Well, at least for the men, a key depth piece practice today, and that we're going to start there with Dade Ames. I was not aware, well, of course, because you have other people that cover the team more closely than we do. Of course, me and myself and Alex, and you will hear him this week on the podcast. So I have carved out some time late tomorrow night to get him on the podcast here. We're just going to go ahead and pick up right where we are at right now with basketball. We'll go back and talk football more later. But right now, what's going on, K-State sports? You got basketball, you know, rocking and rolling with the women. Of course, the men should have won this game. No Dade Ames. He was in the boot, apparently, from what I heard after the game. So, and he, according to tweets that I've seen this afternoon, while it's been snowing in Kansas City, Missouri, he did practice back in Manhattan. So I will be back in Manhattan probably around this time. Tomorrow around this time, somewhere in between, 3 and 5 possibility. We'll see how everything else goes in the morning. Time for that. But again, K-State should have won that game. There's no question answered about that. But yeah, like I said in the weekend podcast, that they're just too sloppy. Started off slow, and there were numerous times in the non-con that they were sloppy too. Now let's not throw that in the mist now. And I'm recording this as it is currently still coming down in Kansas City, Missouri. Supposed to be inch, maybe, but hey, who knows at this point. Who knows at this point how that's going to go. But, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So, but, yeah, and of course, speaking of snow, I'm recording this ahead of the Steelers-Bills rescheduled playoff game. So, yeah, go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it. There's no need, like the governor said, to push it back anymore because you're flirting, especially if your team advances to the next round. You're flirting that possibility of not enough rest or too beat up. So, go ahead and play that game right now. Get that out of the way. Of course, the Chiefs advanced with their dominating win over the Dolphins over the weekend there. And a huge upset yesterday with the Cowboys once again falling flat on their faces against the Packers. So a lot of football carved up this weekend. Basketball, Baylor tomorrow night. And I believe we're going to have a reaction to that since me and him are scheduled to record late. In the evening time, we're gonna be talking about that matchup. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to hearing Alex Force. We're just gonna pick up right where he left off. There's no need right now to go back. I'm pretty sure he's gonna have something to say about it a little bit, but we're gonna just press on forward with the sports schedule there. So Dade Ames did practice. Long way of saying Dade Ames did practice today. So yeah, they need. And I said this last week on this podcast. If you missed out on any of the content put out last week, please feel free to go check it out. Again, Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available whenever we do post content 4 or 5 days a week. Yeah, so that's a key piece there. You need those guys to hopefully develop quit in the second half of the season. We're not quite there yet, but you're just crossing your fingers. Quick, okay, no Quest Glover, right? But you have you have this one of the more talented freshman classes in K-State history, Adada Ames, McCaleb Rich, R.J. Jones, somewhere in there. Somebody out of those three going to have to rise to the occasion and do something to help out this team because, yeah, you cannot – I mean, look, yes, Jerome Bench, shorten the bench up a little bit because, yeah, and I agree with majority of the K-State folk who covered the team more closely. I thought this team was going to be a lot more deeper, and I think most of us said that all on this podcast, but with the injuries, whatnot, Cles Glover ain't going to step on the court this year. You need other guys to step in, step up to the plate. And that's why I said, Gerald Corbis, he's got to see the court more. A defensive stalwart like that, you got to have him on the floor. That's just, I mean, we saw a little bit of it in his first game, and they were wondering, or Alex was wondering, you know, I remember that, right? Alex said last year, why Gerald Corbis got redshirted? I said the same thing. Why did he get redshirted? Well, Dorian Finister did not play much. Now he's getting a more larger role. So you're hoping to see Colbert do the same thing. He's been providing a spark off the bench. I want to see him play a little bit more predominant role. Some of these guys give some of these starters a break in the action there. And if K-State's going to knock off Baylor, which, from what I've seen and heard, Baylor, they've been a yo-yo up and down the line. So if they're going to win this game, they got to claim the turnovers and the slow start. That is what I'm concerned about. For me, personally, the slow start, that was sloppy on the road against Lubbock there. They have to – you're at home for a change here. You got to get out to a hot start somehow in there and let the crowd ride you. Let them ride you like it ride the Roman the other day over the weekend with an upset win, right? Let them ride. Let them carry you through. They're supposed to be that 6th or 12th man, right, to help you. The Octagon of Doom, one of the more hostile environments in the Big 12, right? If not the top three hostile arenas in the country when it comes to Big 12 play, right? So you have to use that to your advantage. Do it. So that's the only concern. And, yeah, somebody out of that group is going to have to step up. Now, whether that's McCaleb Rich, or R.J. Jones, somewhere like that. They were highly talented coming in here. So, I mean, yeah, we're approaching halfway through the regular season. If not, we're already there with K-State men's basketball. So, it's time to get your heads on straight here because that you should be undefeated coming in this game. But obviously, you're not. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this Baylor game tomorrow. And while I am thinking about this right now, let's see if I can pull up Big 12 standings. See, this is the Pearl Project podcast here. Men's standings. Let's see what we got here. Okay, yeah, so here we go, right? Woo! Excuse me. Wow. So, yeah, wow. So, okay, so let's see here. This is not what I want right here. The scroll. Texas Tech, Baylor, yeah, and despite all that, yeah, Baylor's still undefeated. So K-State could have been undefeated still in the conference, couldn't do it. So now you're backtracking a little bit, back where TCU, Iowa State are right now at 2-1 in the conference right now. You're 12-4 overall. Baylor, for all what everybody else says, they're 14-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play. So you would love. No doubt, at home, to knock Baylor off. So we'll see what happens. I mean, Big 12, it's going to be something. It's going to be something else tomorrow night. I don't know the time of this game. So, well, actually, I could probably pull that up right now here on this podcast as we are about to talk about the women here in a bit here on the podcast here. Let's see. Let's go straight to the source here. Yeah, so Baylor, 14th in the country, tied for first in the Big 12 Conference, 14-2, 3-0. This is a 7 o'clock game. Yeah, so we're going to have a reaction to this right off the bat. So we're going to get Alex's thoughts right off the fresh off the press.
tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to be going right to basketball and talking more about the women's incredible run here in 2023-24 season. Can the men upset Baylor, 14-ranked Baylor at home? We'll see about that coming up tomorrow night in Bramlage, Octagon of Doom. And Jerome Tang, once again, on top of it again, on top of the fans. He wanted them to show up early and get them in early, because obviously we're the Midwest right now. Woo! I don't know, not, but it is right now. It is Midwest. It is cold as you know what. So it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be maybe this upcoming Sunday, Monday, maybe we will file it. But I know for one, I think Wednesday is supposed to be in the 30s somewhere in there. But other than that, it's supposed to be in the negatives here. So definitely the chill has, what do I want to call it? The chill has sat in the Midwest here. And speaking of chill, that offense was chill. And not the good chill I'm talking about. Not the good chill I'm talking about. I'm talking about chill. They're ice cold. And they didn't make a bucket for, what, the last 3.5 minutes of that game. So, whatever it is, you better unthaw it fast if you're Jerome Tang in his ball club right now. So, I think the main thing for me going into that game tomorrow night, clean up turnovers. Clean it up. And yeah, you have to find good offensive possessions. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, sort of postcast edition here in basketball. Women, woo, upsetting Texas over the weekend. We talked about it on K-State Sports Saturday episode. And the AP poll finally listened to K-State Nation blast them 5 spots, top 10. And it's the first top 10 AP poll record, well, not record, AP poll ranking since 2003. Your Kansas State Wildcats women's basketball team ranked 7th in the nation going into this week's games. So this has been well overdue, in my opinion. So congratulations on that front there. Highest poll ranking there in 20 years, 2003. That's just absolutely crazy to fathom right there. But yeah, so Jeff Mitty in his doing his best work here, and doing his best work here yet. And man, I mean, this is a test season here for K State, which is kind of mind blowing. At that, it was like, whoa! Like, I know in the offseason we talked about Jeff Mitty and like, time has flown by as it continues. It's lighting up a little bit. Recording this inside. Yeah, of course. Inside where it's kind of, you know, snow showering a little bit. So, yeah, we're going to see what happens later. But for right now, we're going to wrap this podcast saying the women's basketball team right now sitting on top. Now it keeps moving on. 2 unbeaten left. We were wondering about that going this week, right? Because Baylor lost, right? And Baylor lost twice this week. Texas, they came in there with one loss. Oklahoma was unbeaten last week. They lost to K-State. So Kansas State, Iowa State left in the unbeaten when it comes to the Big 12. Ioka Lee and company, Serena Sundell, 17-1 and unbeaten at the Doom. And there was a good-ass showing, and pardon my language, but there was a good-ass showing there over the weekend by a lot of K-State Nation going to this women's game against Texas, a ranked opponent. Of course, Texas was top 10-wise. Now K-State has taken, which was Texas' spot, in the 7th spot there. But shout-out to K-State Nation for showing up to that game, supporting your women. And like I've preached in last Friday's episode of the podcast, again, if you have not downloaded and checked it out, I would advise you to do that as well. Go give that a listen. Show up for these. Well, actually, I take the bet. It's still a steady dive, but it's slowly piling up. So this is going to be fun for later. But absolutely. I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm pretty sure Alex is going to say it as well when he hops on here finally tomorrow night. After the Baylor game, look, team deserves all the support right now. So you see what we're seeing, right? We're seeing a magical run right now, for our eyes right now. This team, this was the ultimate test. And yes, K-State, Iowa State, when those two teams meet, and I think, I don't know when they're going to first meet, but that's, you know, those games are going to be classic games, especially when they, those teams play. And it's not the first time for me saying that. This podcast, K-State 5-0, 17-1 overall. Iowa State has lost four, but have not lost yet in conference play there. And you have Oklahoma sitting there in the third spot. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III on this Monday, coming to you from a snowy KC, Missouri, January 15, 2024, as I figure out my next destination, which I almost got it all figured out here as I'm coming out of a interview and now recording this podcast back at the crib, back at the parents' crib. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'll be back in Manhattan tomorrow, and I'm not going to give you the time. I do know the time limit for me in Manhattan. I'm not going to announce that right now. So I do know personally, I'm going to keep that in the bank. So when that announcement comes, I'll let y'all know for sure. But women's basketball, Ayoka Lee, double-double. There, Serena Sundiani, 12 in this ball game. K-State defense coming with a huge stop on Texas' final offensive possession there to seal it there. It was time expired there as K-State with a ginormous win against Texas. Finally get that monkey off their back. And if I could pull a stat out real quick while I'm thinking about it, here, as it's been a long time coming since K-State women's basketball beat Texas here. As I now switch off the men. What is going on? Do-do-do. Go up here. Here. Let's see. Now it's not going to do anything. Oh, crap. Yeah, so now I'm going to go here. Sorry. I'm doing this on the fly. Apologize for that there. Yeah, Ayoka Lee. Oh, man, yes, that's right. Uh-huh, yeah, so layup. And we knew, we talked about this going last week, going forward, Ayoka Lee was near 2,000 points. Well, she achieved that in the first quarter there with a layup, eclipsing 2,000 points. She now sits currently 2,017 points there as well there. So congratulations on that front. And she passed Brianna Lewis there in the process with that big upset win as well. So, anything, there you go there as well here. So, that's huge there as well. And we're going to go ahead and get Jeff Mitty. And we're going to end this episode with this because the crowd, like I said moments ago, and Jeff Mitty, the crowd, talking about the crowd over the weekend here, the upset. Quote, well, here's what I want to say about it. I've seen a lot of social media, and everybody's telling everybody to get out here and got to get to the game to support the team and got to do this. It'll be a crime if we don't have 10,000 fans in attendance. Sorry. Got a text message. Man, just enjoy life, guys. I mean, this is serious weather out there. Anybody that came to this game, I am thanking them 100% for getting out and making the commitment to come support us. I thought it was going to be an awesome crowd. Most women's basketball games across the country would have had 15,000 in there, and everybody always names Iowa, whatever. But I'm telling you right now, that's a hell of a crowd. It's a hell of a commitment from 7,000, 8,000, whatever it ended up being, to be there. And I know there are ones that weren't there, were watching it on TV, so I probably can't thank them enough. Because I saw this stuff this week and I'm thinking, I don't know what the crowd is going to be. I know we're going to show up, but I am amazed how many people were there with what we've got going on. Weather-wise out there, I'm glad I I'm glad I only had to be in the weather for about a minute and a half. So I got a really good parking spot out here, so I can't think of enough. It, of course, yes, of course you do. Yeah, because it well deserves, of course, because you're right there, right next to Bram Lynch in the back end. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, Cole Minutes here. left. So, yeah, man, I mean, I've been saying it. Alex said it at times. I know I've been preaching about it. Jasmine Halliburton, yep, she said it. Shout out Jasmine Halliburton. Yep, you said it. A couple of other people said it as well. So, hey, man, we try to get the word out here. And, yeah, I was not out there. I can't speak to what it was like inside because I wasn't there. I was over here in Kansas City, not to make an excuse. Because I had a legit excuse getting here because, in fact, it's snowing out here now. And I had a job interview not too long ago getting back over here as the playoff game, speaking of snow, is about to begin over in Buffalo with Pittsburgh and Buffalo. So I'm going to get off here real quick. I'll just mic real quick. But look, man, I mean, yeah, absolutely. With this horrid frigid temp sitting on top of the Midwest right now, it shout out really everybody, really, for that matter. It's just not people in that made that trip over there to Ramos to support the team. But look what you got going on right now. Of course, you can't have an empty seat in here. You're a 17-1 basketball team, women's basketball team, with great talent. Ayoka Lee, Gabby Gregory, Serena Sundell, a awesome bench, Sianna Walker, and company, right? So this is a can't miss team right now, man. What would you miss this for? So right now, we got to enjoy the moment. Just what Jeff May talked about, enjoy the moment. And right now, we are seeing something special with this team. Ayoka Lee continue. It seems like every game, there is something breaking record that she's breaking. As, of course, again, still a long way to go in the conference. And right now, as K-State, Iowa State sit up there right now. But this team, I've said it all along, and you're probably getting tired of me here saying it, but I'm going to say it again. This is legit. All they had to do. I was a little worried coming in this game because, you know, they couldn't get away from Texas and whatnot. But, hey, this was a back-and-forth battle between two really good teams. Here, as it looks like now, K-State will take that top 10 ranking to the state of Texas and face off against TCU on Wednesday night, 6:30. The game's going to be on ESPN Plus. Big 12 Now and Big ESPN Plus there as well. If you can't make the travel, obviously, because we got a lot of snow going on, still going. 1350 back in Manhattan, 102 sunny, 0.5. 102.5 sunny. Let's get it straight. We'll carry the game on the radio there as well. Or you can keep track of it on Gamecast as well. But me and Alex Aiden, will make his first appearance back on the podcast late tomorrow night. Yep, I have to move it around because of some very good developments going on. So that is why I haven't had Alex on, because of some, well, busy, of course, schedule conflicts and a few things that have come up that I did not expect. So you can fill in the blank, whatever you want to fill in the blank is that right there. But yeah, absolutely. So I had to move things around, and we're going to record late night tomorrow night, recapping the Baylor game and getting his thoughts on the and giving a preview really of that TCU game and giving his thoughts. It's going to be a basketball center pod. So we will go back more into to dip and dive. And I said Avery Johnson's win over Pop-Tarts with Alex Moore on a more later edition episode. But we got to pick up where the train left off. So baseball, that'll be coming up soon. And I'm going to look around and see how's track and field doing, all that. We will touch base on that when we get there. The Pearl Project Podcast, all the K-State sports you can get it wherever podcasts are found. This actually turned out to be a little longer episode than it originally was, so Awesome stuff there. Appreciate you guys. If you're your first time listening to the Pro Project Podcast, Kansas State Sports. Yes, we will get, once again, once I get settled in, we will get back. Well, this is all things K-State, for one. We talk more than just football and basketball. I promise. Go back. Feel free. Check out the feed. Track and field. Golf. I think volleyball. We talked volleyball a couple weeks ago on the show. So, with recruiting and things like that, rowing is going to be getting going here. Golf, the golf teams here will be getting going here shortly. Baseball, a lot of the talks are starting to ramp up there as well. K-State baseball, I'm looking forward to that.
as well. So definitely, if you're not subscribed already, if you love what you're hearing here, if you enjoy what you're hearing whenever you listen to this podcast tonight or tomorrow morning, definitely subscribe to Triple P. Well, that's going to wait. We're going to wave the checkered flag for now on this Monday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We will have a postcast. Me and Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, shout out. We will get together and we will talk Baylor, what the result of Baylor is. And I'm pretty sure Alex will have some more thoughts tomorrow night as well. For right now, it's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate you for listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!